folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody will be joining us in a few minutes. Maybe she's here now. Melody, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Melody made it, folks. Here she is. I can go back and take a nap now. Go ahead, Melody. Welcome to folks to today's broadcast. You go ahead, Melody.
Oh, well, thank you for being there. I really do appreciate it.
And
I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And, of course, you heard Pastor Butch Paul is here, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2020. Now I can say, well, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. It's been a kind of a hectic day. Our printer quit working, as you know. I sent you emails about that, and our copy machine quits. Had to bring in a new copy machine today. It's been one of those days. I'd do it over again, but I'm afraid to mess it up worse, so I'm not going to do that.
So you had two pieces of equipment fail, huh?
Absolutely. And the copy's been failing for a while, but it finally gave up the ghost. They brought us a new used one, so we took it a good deal. But the print.
Well, I'll tell you what, my printer that I've had...
Our account got hiked.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
The printer keep talking.
I'm listening.
Let me go ahead and start with the precious metals. That's what everybody wants to hear about.
Okay. They want to hear about
us. We might have a little bit of a, timing thing here because I'm on the telephone. So gold today was up $9.80 at $17.20. We did have a high of $17.27, so not a bad day, $17.20. Silver was up 9 pennies at $17.42. Platinum was down 2 at $831. And palladium was down $35 at $2,002. The USDX today was down 0.42 at 98.52. Crude oil was up 60 cents at 33.41. And we have the paper markets. We have the Dow was down 147 points at 25,400. The NASDAQ was down 43 at 9,368. The S&P was down 6 points at 3,029. 10-year yield moved up a little bit, 0.70. Let's see. Japan was up almost 2.5%. London, Germany were up over 1%. And there's a lot of interesting things going on, Butch. And, we talk about the finances and everything, and this was released this morning at about 11 o'clock Eastern time. And sometimes I think, and I understand why they can't release people's names all the time when people do stories, but I think sometimes information is released and then it could be called fake news later on. I'm not saying that happens all the time, but some of these stories just get out and it's like, they hear it from somewhere, but today, this has been reported by Reuters and, several other places, CNBC and so forth, but the White House today will not release an updated economic projection this summer, including one for the federal deficit, in a break with a long-standing practice. The so-called mid-session review typically includes updated projections on unemployment, inflation, economic growth, and other economic trends. But economic volatility amid the ongoing novel coronavirus pandemic made such modeling difficult, is what the White House officials have said. So the economic report is usually released by the White House every July or August following its proposed federal budget each February, but this year's review will not include the economic projections, which budget experts told the Post had not been excluded since at least the 1970s. White House officials have pointed to projections by the nonpartisan CBO office for a sharp bounce back in growth the third quarter, but they have not addressed the CBO's long-term forecast, showing that the economy is still not fully healed by the end of 2021. So, it's just like, it just doesn't seem it matters anymore to anyone.
You're right. The budget doesn't. that numbers don't count anymore. Who cares who's looking at them? It's amazing, Melody. This whole thing's upside down.
And I get it that it's in an election year, but normally the people, if this was, you know, I hate to say it just because I always get in trouble for everything, but if it was the other side, everybody would be outraged.
Yep.
So we pick and choose when to become outraged. If it suits us, then we'll accept it. But if it suits somebody else, then we become outraged. It just. Then I think what you had ready to also talk about was the GDP. The U.S. economy shrank at an even faster pace than initially estimated in the first 3 months of this year. And economists continuing to expect a far worse outcome in the current April-June quarter. The Commerce Department reported today that the gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of economic health, fell at an annual rate of 5% in the first quarter. They were only expecting, just a month ago, they were expecting a 4.8% drop. It was the biggest quarterly decline since an 8.4% fall in the fourth quarter of 2008, and that was during the depths of the financial crisis. The downward revision of the first quarter GDP reflected a weaker investment by businesses in their inventories, which was partially offset by slightly stronger consumer spending. Economists believe that, of course, the lockdowns, and of course, which triggered the layoffs of millions of workers, still sent the GDP sinking at the annual rate of 40% in the current quarter. That would be the biggest quarterly decline on records that go back to 1947. It would be four times the size of the previous decline set back in 1958. So many forecasters believe growth will rebound sharply in the July-September quarter, with the CBO office predicting the GDP will rise. Still, the gain is not going to be nearly enough to make up for the economic output that was lost for the first and second quarters. So, you know, yes, they don't want to issue any reports that are usually done in July and in August because, you know, they're looking at this as a one-time event. And then everything is going to go back to normal, so these two quarters aren't going to matter at all. Because everything will be back to peachy keen for the third and fourth quarter.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter except for those that went out of business and can't come back. It's not going to matter anybody else, though. Those that lost their livelihoods, it's not going to matter.
That's not going to matter. It's just...
Oh,
I know.
The arrogancy of these people. The arrogancy.
Yeah.
The indifference they have towards people like you and I, they don't give a hoot what we lose or don't lose. They don't care. They're going to play their own game and watch out for themselves. But millions of people are hurting financially, and hundreds of thousands of businesses are not going to reopen. But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The third and fourth quarter is going to be great. The stock market's roaring. So what do we have to lose? What do we have to complain about?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And you know, nobody really talks about it, and they're not going to talk about it as long as that stock market is rising.
Well, I'm going to say this and get in trouble too. They're not going to talk about it as long as Trump's in office.
Pardon?
They're not going to talk about it as long as Trump is in office. He's going to save us.
Yeah.
Trump's going to fix it. Now, he's going to fix it. You wait and see. He's going to fix it. Just like he's fixed it the first three, almost 4 years now. Look how he's fixed it already. I mean, he had 2 years of no opposition, really. Couldn't fix anything then. He's had another year since then. Another year and a half, I guess. And he still ain't fixed nothing. And people still swear he's almost like a little god to him. Yeah, I better shut up before I get kicked off the air here. But it's just the truth.
Well, you and I are but you know, we've been saying this for a long time, and we both had hope that, you know, it might be different and so forth. But if this story is true, I mean, we all get how, you know, we're different than the liberal Democrats, and I don't like to put names on people and so forth. But if this is really true, and I don't even know if this is important, so we'll change the topic right after this. But if President Trump had retweeted where a supporter had declared the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat,
Yeah.
Is this where we've come?
Are we
supposed to cheer that?
That's where we are. That's where we are today in America.
This is coming from the President of the United States.
Well, it's coming also from senators and congressmen.
I know.
It's coming from, I don't know what to say. I mean, our leaders, take it back. They're not our leaders. They're our tyrants, and they're not really leaders. But these people have gotten by with so much stuff, Melody, for so long.
Both sides think
that they're little gods. Yeah, both sides, exactly. They're little gods now.
I don't know. I just, because I know you wanted to talk about what's happening in Minneapolis, and I thought when I saw that, it's just all part of it. And
there's as many bad
Republicans out there as there are Democrats.
Of course, if they weren't, they won't be in office. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's just to the point now that people are so angry over a lot of things, and some of it justified.
I don't know if it's angry. I think it's pure. It's hatred.
Well, it turns to hatred. Anger will turn to hatred if it's not controlled. Now, that even the Bible talks about being righteously angry, but don't go to sleep with it, because it'll turn to bitterness and then to hatred. You can be righteously angry, but you don't want it to keep inside you, because it'll eat you alive. And that's what's happening. The people are angry to the point now that we have parents killing their children because they're getting on the nerves. I'm serious, people. Check this out online. Because they're home all the time. We have husbands beating wives and wives beating husbands. We have people committing suicide. We have all these things because they're pinned in the house. People are getting upset.
I just want to say something, Butch.
Yeah.
The problem stems a lot further than just a couple months of being in the house. I'm sorry. If we can't be adults living in a house, you know, and doing what even our parents and grandparents used to do, they never went out every night. They didn't have entertainment. They didn't
go
to football games. They didn't go to bath. They didn't go to concerts every night.
That's right.
So, come on. You can't say that these people that are going nuts is just because they're cooped up in their house. They're nuts anyway.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, being a pastor and a preacher. Christ is no longer the center of the household. That's why it's going insane. That's why the nation's going insane. Christ is no longer the center of our society. That's why the society's going insane. But we have people, getting angry over the situation of losing their jobs, getting angry about being home all the time, and actually take out their own families. We have them getting angry over a lot of different things. Now we have them getting angry because of the black gentleman, I believe his name was, I forgot his name already. That was that's mayor. George Floyd. George Floyd was supposedly killed, and they're protesting in L.A. They're protesting in Minneapolis. A shop owner shot a looter, and killed him because he's trying to loot his store, and I can't blame him for that. He's protecting his livelihood. Fires, are being spread. The man that supposedly was killed because he had a $20 counterfeit bill, and the mayor of Minneapolis named Frey, says if he hadn't been black, he wouldn't have been killed. That just adds more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Why would they be so stupid and so idiotic? And even now Ice Cube says, how long before we strike back? This is coming to a fast head, Melody. People are frustrated over a lot of things, but now it's coming to the point
where it's going to blow up. Amazing, Butch?
Yes.
They haven't arrested that cop yet.
I thought they'd already fired him.
They fired him, but they didn't press any charges.
Okay.
They fired him, but they didn't press any charges. And that's what that's the problem. None of them got charged with anything. Or, it wasn't even said, I think President Trump sent the DOJ there or the FBI or something like that to investigate it and something like that. Even if they would make some sort of an announcement, like you said, instead of the mayor being stupid and saying what he did, saying that an investigation is open and charges will be filed and blah, 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 if it warrants. But no, nothing like that is being said.
Well, again, that's, I don't know this, it's sure, I'm sure it's not all intentional, but on a higher plane of authority somewhere, somebody wants this division because the divided people are easily controlled. when we hate each other, we don't have time to hate the one who's causing it. And that's all part of the plan. Christ himself said a house divided will come to destruction. You cannot join a society that is not joined because of a mutual concern for one another. Is not a society. It's chaos. That's where we are.
I remember when I lived in Missouri, I went from Sedalia, which is close to Warsaw, the Lake of the Ozarks, and I had to go to Kansas City for an appointment. And I was early for my appointment, so I just sat in the parking lot and was listening to the radio. Now, this was probably in anywhere from 1998 to 2004, that time frame. It was probably after Y2K. And I was listening to this preacher on the radio. He was a black preacher. And that's what he talked about. He talked about, you know, the blood in the streets. He was, this is how long ago.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just like, and nothing is ever said. Here he is on the radio preaching about killing white people, that there's going to be massive blood running in the streets. And it's like, I was just literally shocked.
And he was trying to warn the people not to do it, I assume.
No.
Oh, he was talking about doing it.
He was talking about the future.
I'm saying that.
He wasn't telling people not to do it. He wasn't telling people to do it. He was telling people that this is what's going to happen.
I agree with him.
I
said this 20-something myself 20 years ago. It's coming to this. They want to ferment hate among the people because the people, that again, that are scared are easily controlled.
But he was also talking about that, you know, it was time that it happened. You know,
well,
he was supporting it more than he was just warning.
Yeah, that's not good because that's...
No!
This was 20 years ago.
But the and last here we thing are today.
And it's happening. But the last thing that any true Christian wants to have to do is harm somebody else. That doesn't mean we won't, but we don't want to.
Of course not.
You follow what I'm saying? You know,
of
we don't want
not.
To. But, you know, anyway, it's sad. But we're seeing that the countries fall apart. And again, we have even the black senators, women and men, are saying things are so hateful.
And you know what? You know, I don't recall, maybe it was always there, maybe it was always underneath. Maybe it was after Obama was elected. Maybe it was with President Trump. But I mean, my gosh, when you have the President of the United States calling people names, when you have, you know, other people calling other people names, it isn't funny. It isn't cute.
No,
I don't think it. It's not entertaining.
No, it's not.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. You know, there was, yesterday we talked about the Fed's sharp economic decline in May are leaving businesses very pessimistic about the recovery. And, I mean, there's more and more reports coming up saying that, big bankruptcies. They're sweeping the nation, Bush.
Yes. 198 bankruptcies of companies that have liabilities of $50 million or more. But how many count the smaller businesses that aren't in debt that far, but bankrupt nonetheless? If it's been 100 or so that with $50 million or more, how many smaller ones? I mean, how about the little mom and pop shops? I hate for anybody to go bankrupt. I do. I hate any side business go bankrupt. But the little mom and pop shops who were there to provide a service in their communities, and they were making it, but they were not rich, and this finished them off. They're not counting these; they're counting the big ones. But little ones count for the little guys. If you're a small business, you lose your business, it still counts just the same as a big business.
And I believe that is also the highest since 2009.
It is, and just beginning. That's the point. It's just beginning. It's not over. This is not over. This isn't going to end. The businesses say it's going to take 2 to 5 years to get back to normal. I doubt it's going to be anywhere near that little bit of time. It's going to take more than that, I do believe.
Yeah, I think because this is really totally different. And you're right about the little mom and pop shops. They're not being counted, and it is a terrible thing. And you have restaurants opening up, but they can only up to, 30% or 50% of their capacity. Our restaurants are opening up down here in Ocean City, but it has to be outside seating, so not everybody can accommodate that. So, but there have been some restaurants where they could have had takeout and everything like that, and they chose not to do so. So, those are decisions they had to make also. But it certainly has not been easy. So, yeah, I don't see, this. And President Trump is correct. We do need to get people back to work. But I don't think it's just going to be as easy as what he thinks it's going to be. It's not going to be like the first 3 years of his presidency.
Well, how does a bankrupt company, a mom-and-pop store, or anyone else, bankrupt, no money, closing down, how does that provide jobs?
Yeah.
How are you going to go back to work if the place is no longer there?
Huh?
Even though the
businesses are opening up, they're continuing to lay off. There was 2.1 million new claims.
Yes. Yep. A total of 40 million now
from
out of
last
work.
Week, so it's not like people are being hired back.
40 million people out of work that they count. 40 million. Who knows how many were off before that who'd run out of benefits and can't even get any benefits now because they weren't laid off, so they don't get the supplemental check. As far as $600 a week, they've already used up all their benefits. They maybe run out for maybe for months. But Crystal here, and works in the office of us, works part-time at a local restaurant. And it's so controlled now, Melody. They can't even set salt and pepper shakers on the table.
I don't mean to laugh.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's more to it than even that, but that's just, she said, we can't leave them on the table. They have to ask for salt and pepper.
Yeah, because if people touch them and, you know. And what's really sad, you know what the really sad thing is? That we as people, you know, are so, we don't think, you know, of sanitizing our hands and things like that. You know, we've just always, you know, I mean, when I went to Europe, I mean, it's a whole different world when you go to the restrooms over there. I mean, and that's all you do think about is sanitize. And over here, we gotten just as bad. You think about sanitizing, even without the virus. And you don't think much about salt and pepper shakers sitting on the table. But anyway.
Well, it is. It's just changed everything. You'll never go back to normal. You'll never go back like it was in January. That is gone forever. Business-wise, maybe it'll change. But, you know, I was looking at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport down next to Atlanta, Georgia, and reading something about that. They say the recovery is going to take for them 2 to 5 years. But concessions and rental cars sales and business declined by $42 million in the first few weeks. And since then, since it happened the first few weeks, 310 out of 370 concessions have closed. Think about that. 310 out of 370 are no longer in business in the airport. There's been a 97% decline in passengers. 97%. That is pretty near wrapped up. It's about over. Now, I'm sure it'll pick up again, hopefully. But you know, as you know, my grandson flew in last week from Colorado. He flew out of Denver. He said, "Papa, the airport was empty." He flew into Pittsburgh. The airport was eerie. Eerie. There's a guy riding a bicycle down the thoroughfare in the airport. It's eerie. I mean, they literally shut down the country and the world. Literally shut it down.
Literally, not just figuratively,
but literally shut it down.
And that's why I don't understand how anybody could think that this is going to be business as usual. You know, how we're actually going to have the same economy as that we've had. And even the economy we had before this happened, it wasn't all that good. It was beginning to crack. But people don't remember that anymore. All they're going to hear is it was the greatest economy in the history of the country. But the cracks were already happening. The only reason, and it's true, we did, you know, what the economy that, I mean, it was on an upward swing for a lot of years, but the tax cuts, it just kept everything from falling apart.
I agree.
It didn't create a greater economy, it just kept it from falling apart.
And you know, this COVID-19 scare may have been, as you said before, may have been a worldwide cover-up for the worldwide economy collapse. That's a good scenario. It could happen for that reason, and I think you know that already.
Anything's possible, but you know what? Do they really need an excuse? We've gotten this far. Do we really need an excuse?
Well, I think.
Or you're right, and I agree with you. They would look, but they're not looking now to see who's responsible.
Well, it's nobody's responsible because it's a virus. They can't blame it on Trump. They can't blame anybody.
No, I mean,
anybody,
if the virus
really
didn't happen.
Oh, I know. Well,
you know,
the
who
virus,
would they blame it on?
Happened,
and you know what was you know, I mean, hey, what did they blame the Great Recession on? They didn't blame it on anybody. Banks.
I don't know. I can't see why all this has been done for sure, but I do know that. This kind of, in a way, sheltered Trump from the economy collapsing on its own because, you know, it's really not his fault. He didn't do it. It's China's fault. They brought the stuff over here. Or it's whatever other fault is, but it can't be Trump's fault. We just got to support him because he gets back in, he'll make it better in the next 4 years.
I don't know where this election. I said this before, I really don't think we'll have one.
Well,
knowing the people
close
that are in D.C. and knowing where we're going to be, possibly, come November. And, I mean, we've heard this for years.
Yes, we have.
We've heard Clinton. Oh, he's going to stop. No, it's not going to happen. Oh, Bush is not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. Obama's not. No, it's not going to happen. I can see it happening this time around. So I'm not one to hop on a train just because everybody else is on it. But this one, right. I can actually see no election this year. I mean, already it's being set up as it's going to be, you know, fraud, voter fraud. I mean, it's already being set up. And that's what's happening. It's being set up that the election is already rigged before it even happened.
They're already catching people's stuff in the ballot box. You know that.
That may be so. And I do believe in elections being rigged. I do believe that. But I'm also saying it's already being set up. That's our outcome, regardless whether it is or isn't. So.
Well, in my opinion, especially on the national level, they've been rigged for a long, long, long time. There's no
rigged.
Way that
these presidents have been chosen for how many years?
I agree.
They've been groomed. They've been chosen. They were never elected. They were chosen.
I totally agree. I mean, how do you know?
But you know what? I mean, you've had these various, I don't know what you want to call them, groups or whatever, from the administration who, you know, the Republicans who are out there crying the loudest about the elections being rigged. I mean, they go through there, and they'll come out and say, oh, that's not the case. It happens once in a while, and it's minor, and so forth. Even once in a while, it's minor. My question is, if everyone believes that this upcoming election is going to be rigged, instead of whining about these, put something in place. If you think it's a problem, you solve the problem.
I agree.
It's that simple, Butch.
I know. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree, but it's just a matter of...
fix the problem. If you think it's going to be rigged, fix it.
But you can't do that, because if you did, they wouldn't have a way to blame somebody else.
Well, then quit whining about it. Then they have to quit whining about it.
You would think so, but again, how many politicians do you know have quit whining in your lifetime?
Well, I'm only 39.
Oh, I understand that, yeah. Okay.
I don't have as many years on you.
I'm 2 years ahead of you, but that's all right.
Oh, okay. But anyway...
But this has been a game for years, Melody, and what really is sad about it, with each administration, now I've been long enough to see this, I've lived long enough to see this, there's a pattern that's went on with every administration. I'm old enough to remember Eisenhower briefly, but I do remember Johnson and Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
and since then, and Reagan and the Bushes, and, mm-hmm. and I've seen all this. Nothing has changed to improve the American people's lifestyle. Every now and then they throw a bone, just like Trump did. But each administration takes us further into the road of total tyranny, total control, and bankruptcy.
Yes.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And that's why I get frustrated, because if people can't see but now that Reagan didn't change anything.
Nope.
He didn't. He puts further in debt than any other president in history. The Bush, certainly, well, he may change some things, but not for the good. But with each succeeding administration, no matter which side was in there, the American people end up paying the price in inflation, higher taxes. It's all part of it, and nothing has changed, people. Nothing has changed at all. And we haven't seen anything yet. Nothing. Go ahead.
No, we haven't.
A minute. You know, so we can play games all you want to. We can pretend that I'm going to vote for so-and-so because he's going to make it better. You can pretend that all you want. But as long as you're voting for mainstream party members that make it to the nomination, you have to know they've been hand-chosen and hand-groomed for what they're going to do. You're supporting the same monster. You're feeding the same monster that's destroyed you and your family the last 100 years at least. At least since Roosevelt. You're supporting the same monster that's destroyed you and your family's future. Of the last 100 years or more. Now, that's the way
it is. And it's been disguised by a fiat dollar.
Sure.
Allowing people to accumulate things. And, you know, to where we believe we have wealth. But we don't. We have debt. Two different things. And that's how we all rode the train. And that's, you're right, Butch. It's the same, different face, same thing.
It is. And each one brought us further into socialism, although
yep.
they didn't call it that. They call it a war on poverty. You know, they call it all matter of things to disguise it. But it's still socialism. It is communism with a softer word. Mm-hmm. And it's the same idea propagated by both parties to get where we are right now. And we're seeing it really pick up now with the UBI and all these things coming. It's really picking up now. Big time. But
yeah.
the saddest part is a lot of people look forward to it. They enjoy it.
Well, what's going to happen when these people that are getting the $600 checks, in addition to the unemployment, what happens when they don't have their jobs?
That's
They're going to keep getting paid. I don't know for how long. But you know they're just not going to pull that money from them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know what the next spending bill is going to be or the next stimulus. It was $3 trillion.
They are
I don't
working
know how
on
much
one.
They
yes.
whittled it down.
They are working on one.
Yeah. So.
Another $3 trillion. I mean, what's $3 trillion? Oh, no big deal. I mean, yeah.
And you know what, Butch? It sounds like we don't care for people, but we do. I care that they, you know, it is hard. Because you care about the people, because you know they are hurting. You know they've lost their jobs. They know they've got babies to feed. They got parents, elderly parents to feed. And now all of a sudden, either one of the breadwinners or both of them have lost their jobs. And they're not getting enough, but they're getting something.
And they lost their insurances.
They lost their insurances.
So they can't afford to go to a doctor now if they get sick.
So, but, you know, and that's where they want us. You know, they put people in that position. So they do depend on the government. And then when you try to talk to someone about it, it makes you into a monster.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like you don't care for these people, but you do. And the thing of it is, it's the government is why they're in that position.
Very true.
And we're in a position of going into a break. So, hey, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. But you know, millionaires are cutting their spending, Butch. They're going to postpone big purchases. How about that?
Wow. Yeah,
but it's going to hurt an industry. That means jobs are lost.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter what industry, or, you know, if you're in that 1% or whatever, the jobs will be lost. So
now, that's probably going to hurt the yacht industry and all that.
People still lose jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was reading today that these people could afford at one time, I don't know if they are now or not, to spend $18,000 for an airplane ride on a sanitized plane to their yachts. $18,000 an hour, I'm sorry, on sanitized planes to make sure they get there safely without the COVID.
Wow.
I feel sorry for them. I mean, that's you know, I bet they can't hardly afford that. So anyway.
But yeah, when you look at real estate or new cars, vacations, you know, all of that is going to be, you know, they're just not going to do it.
Well, you know, Boeing is cutting up. Boeing now, Boeing Airplanes, of course, it fits the picture, is going to cut 13,000 jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and 6 months ago, nobody could have seen that coming.
No. Everybody was riding high on the hog.
13,000 jobs. And what do people do when they run out of all the reserves? I mean, I'm asking a serious question. When you maybe have some money put back and you're able to survive for a few months or a year, where do you go when it runs away? When you no longer have it, where do you go? What do you do? I mean, that's a very serious situation because people are going to face that. They already are. Some already are.
Well, you go to bankruptcy court.
Yeah, and the lawyers making money off of that. So I guess that's one field to be in now. They're getting paid well to do that.
But that's the only thing that you can do. And you know what? You know what? When in normal recessions and you're laid off, you can go out and look for other work.
Yeah, right.
You know, you might be laid off in one position and maybe nobody else is hiring, but you could go to McDonald's if you had to get some sort of income.
Yep.
You could find something. Maybe it isn't what you wanted, but you could find something. And anybody who says they can't find something, well, then they're reaching, you know, they're not willing to accept something or anything just to get something to get by and so forth. This time you can't. Because you got companies who got money from government to keep their employees employed, so they won't have any positions open. You know, if restaurants, if it's in the service industry, the bars, restaurants, their capacity is only going to be, you know, for how long? I don't know how long, for 30% to 50%. So they're not going to be hiring anybody. So this time it is different. You're not going to have that opportunity to find another job. So that's scary.
It is scary. You know, it's getting so bad now that I was reading this. This is, we don't think about this because we hardly ever think that we need it. We have a food pantry in our little town here in Eddy, West Virginia. And I begin to find out that a lot of places have food pantries because people sometimes do hurt and some people need the food. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that somebody donates food to these people. I think it's wonderful to do that. But in a little town outside of Chicago, I think it is, there's a little town called Glen Ellen. The people in that town make six-figure incomes. Now, that's the average. Grace Lutheran Baptist Church, the Grace Lutheran Church, has a food pantry, And in that town of six-figure incomes, the food, the increase for needed food has went up 42%. Six-figure income people are having to go to the food pantry to get food. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to throw at them. I think it's bad management. Lord part, they surely should have some money put back or something put back to live on. But nonetheless, the food demand has went up 42%.
Wow. I wonder if anybody comes from another county or something like that.
I would say they probably do, but you know, most counties have their own food pantries. Most little towns do.
That's true.
So I don't know that, but six-figure income, I know we all, and I'm guilty, I'm raising up both hands, both feet here, I'm guilty of spending what I make. That's just common. We've done that. I did it for years. So I figured out, hey, this is not very smart. I'm doing better. Why not get out of debt? Oh, I'm so thankful I got out of debt. Praise God I got out of debt. But six-figure income people shouldn't have to be in debt.
Well, no, they shouldn't be. But you know what? That's what they have, because they have, you make that kind of income and you have the boats and the cars and, you know, all the little trinkets that go along, and all of that is all purchased on debt.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know somebody who, one of my customers had a neighbor who bought a, their neighbor was a couple and they won a lottery. I think it was like $20 million or something like that. And it's like, oh, give me $20 million and you know. But next thing you know, they were doing drugs. Next thing you know, they're divorced. Next thing you know, they split the whatever was left. And the next thing you know, she has to sell the home because she's broke.
That is so
sad. And that's just
sad.
What, you know, so sometimes when you have, you know, all that money, and everybody says, well, I wouldn't do it. Well, you can't say that until you have all that money.
Well, you know, the Bible does warn us that quick riches cause destruction. Quick riches can cause destruction because they don't have a hand it, and to be quite honest with you, they didn't earn it.
Right.
So that's a whole different ballgame. A man or woman has to work for what they get, are much more careful about what to do with the money, normally. And much more cautious.
Well,
and
actually, those people who work for it and have six-digit salaries, and they are in debt, then they're really worse off than those that received it through gift.
Well, when you're living that high as a hog, like you said, and you lose it all, that puts a stress on the marriage too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, so without a center of faith there, and I don't want to say Jesus Christ, without someone to be the center pin of the home, stress will tear it apart. And one of my main issues today is telling people, I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you're doing, make sure you first and your family are centered and you have faith in Christ to keep this together, because we haven't seen anything yet. If we're already having trouble getting along, if we're already fighting with the spouses or abusing our children, whatever, because we can't get along already, when something really happens bad, it will literally blow apart. So if you're not centered, folks, I'm telling you right now, you better get centered soon, because you're going to need the strength that you can get through the faith in Jesus Christ, or you're going to lose it all, including your sanity. So anyway, I'll shut up now. Let you go ahead.
No, I'm good. Are we going to have some dead air?
Oh, it could have. You hear me snoring. But you know, it's getting so bad now that even CBS is laying people off.
Yeah, they are. There's a couple of other ones that are too. I think. I think Viacom and News Corp. I think they were shutting down some things too, print. But what was CBS?
CBS, I didn't get all the details because it hit me, everything was down today, but they laid off 500 staff members. They had about 5,000 members, the staff members, whatever, and they laid off, I think, 500 of them. I may be quoting that wrong, but they just didn't have the need for them there, so they said they were sorry, but they didn't have the necessity to keep them, so they sent them home. And again, I don't care if that's what you chose for a living, to be a reporter or a news gatherer, and that's what you did for a living, you lose your job. It's just like anybody else losing a job. You lose your job. And that's
Rupert Murdoch's Australian flagship media group News Corp, they announced today that it's going to stop printing more than 100 regional and local newspapers, blaming a collapse in advertising.
The decision comes after
News Corp has announced on April 1st it was temporarily halting printing of around 60 community newspapers. The company said the bulk of the regional and local papers would shift to digital-only publishing by June 29th, with 76 papers moving online and 35 other titles closing permanently. So, lack of advertising through this pandemic around the world.
You can't open up anyway. You know, no point in advertising. If you can't open up, why advertise?
Right, right.
You know, and I won't get this in, too, before our time has come by as quickly. The article said why Social Security could feel like a lot less money next year, and it's simple. It's inflation. Groceries has risen more than it has in the last 50 years, since 50 years ago. And I didn't know this, Melody, but I guess this is really true if you think about it. People over 65... About 50% of them, I'm sorry, people 65, most of them depend on Social Security because it makes up 50% of their monthly earnings, at least. Now think about that. 50% of their monthly earnings, if that is cut and because of inflation, it goes down. And they're making it now, but barely. What are they going to do when this kicks in?
What are they going to do when government cuts it back by a third or a half or eliminate it totally?
Well, I would suggest that all of us prepare now best we can, folks. Melody sells gold and silver, and I believe in what she does 100%. But, you know, storable food, water filter, all this is just common sense. Prayerfully, you'll never need it. Never need it. But if you need these things, don't have them. How are you going to make it? What are you going to do? You going to line up the government trough and say, "Yeah, yeah, give me a chip in my hand or something and take away all my guns because I don't need me more. I want you to feed me." Could that happen? Of course it could happen. It is happening. Preparation is not government's place to take care of us. It's our own duty to feed ourselves and family. And that's a godly commandment. That's not suggestion. That's a godly commandment. If you don't feed your own family, you have denied the faith and are worse than infidel. And that's in your Bible. So you need to consider these things seriously. We're not trying to scare you. We're trying to tell you this is coming. Thank God there are some bright spots coming up. People are starting to stand up and say enough is enough. But the nation as a whole still continues to fall into chaos, into violence, hatred. All this is going on while we speak right now. Confusion in the government, man-made intentional confusion, nonetheless, I'm sure, but it's still confusion. It's causing more anger and frustration and more violence. But you, I'm talking to you right now. Maybe you're not caught up in that, and praise God you're not. But you have better make sure that you and your family are somehow able to sustain your livelihood, your life, through hard times ahead. It's your duty. It's not minor abilities to do it. It's your duty to take care of yourself and your family. No one else has to do that for you. No one else should do that for you. That's your duty. You do the best you can. If you need help, maybe other people will help you. I understand that. We do the best we can, but don't sit back on your hind end and do nothing hoping it's going to change, because hope doesn't work in this situation. It's not going to get better for a long time, if ever. That's about as clear as I can put it.
That was very clear. Well, I got to go call Melody and buy some gold.
I understand that.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you know what? And what's really nice about when you own gold and silver, particularly gold, because gold is the monetary metal, it gives you options. And we're going to have some very tough decisions to make in the future. And when you're protected with gold and not tied to the paper, it gives you options, something that the paper doesn't give you. And, you know, you can put your gold away and your silver away and just forget about it. You don't have to follow the markets anymore. You get a sense of, I don't know, but you get this sense of, just like anything that you plan for and prepare for, you're confident.
That's
and,
agree.
You know, it's like preparing for worst-case scenario, like you said. You prepare for worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario usually doesn't happen. But if it does, you're prepared. So you don't worry as this all unfolds.
Or people can invest in the stock market and actually literally gamble with their money. The
yep.
stock market has always been a gamble. Always yep. been a gamble. Now it's certainly a gamble.
It is. And how they can pitch it on these programs with a straight face, it baffles me. But they're good at their jobs. And maybe to some degree they believe in that. But 800-375-4188. We just got a few minutes. Any final comments, Butch?
No, but I just, folks, I'm talking to you and Melody does because I really care. I do my own radio show over 27 years because I care. I don't get paid for it. I do care. Christ cares for you, and I care for you. And I'll do whatever I can to help as far as maybe some wisdom and some instruction. But you can call me, too, if you like, at 800-777-4403, and you'll probably get the answer machine or get the answering service, but I'll call you back. And that's all I want to say, Melody.
All righty. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.